Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Best of the Phillies on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Here's the pitch. Swing and a drive down the right field line. It's hooking to the corner. And it's going to be gone. It just clears over the short wall in the right field corner. And Rafael Marchand has his moment. A three-run home run here in the top of the ninth inning. His second home run of the season. And the Phillies lead it 9-6.
How about this Phillies team? On the road in
LA.
That
was pretty impressive after the night they had.
The hangover game?
Yeah.
And not just that, if you stayed up last night, if you were one of those who stayed up, you got to see Shohei Ohtani shut the Phillies down for five innings, five no-hit innings. It's like, all right.
That was the first time pitching, wasn't it?
He's pitched this. It was his 12th start.
But okay, 12, okay.
Early in this, when he first came back, he was pitching like an inning or two. It was like an opener, but now they've stretched him out to where, you know, he's starting for real.
Okay.
But he shut him down, and it's like, all right, I guess, you know, tonight's not their night. They're hungover, and they won the division last night, whatever. But Hugh, they showed fight again, and look, the division is clinched. They were in great shape no matter what happened last night for this number two seed. But they really put the clamps down last night, the Dodgers. So they now win the season series over the Dodgers. So if they end up tied, they will get the tiebreaker and be the number two seed. And they're also now, I mean, there's six games in terms of the loss column clear of L.A. with 10 games to go. Guys, this is over. They're at worst the number two seed. And now I kind of have my eyes on that number one overall seed. They're still the two games back of Milwaukee, but you know, all they do is win now for about, you know, 2.5 full weeks. This is just dominance.
I feel like they're locked in,
yep.
And that's good because this is the time of year you need it. And I'm especially impressed with the fact that they came out and played the way that they did after the night that they had. You know, you kind of worry about stuff like that. You know, having time went on, being able to go out there and perform at your job. So they went out there and they got it done.
Yeah, it's two straight nights. They win in L.A. against the Dodgers, a team that's likely to be their first-round playoff opponent. So we got the tiebreaker. Their Phillies are now 30 games over 500, 91-61 on the season, 10 games to go. And, yeah, I've already kind of penciled in as at least the number two seed. The question is, can they catch Milwaukee, who's 92-59? Now, Milwaukee has the tiebreaker over us, so we got to jump them. Two games back in the loss column, but the Phillies, it's all systems go. I mean, what a night to come back. And it was Kepler. It was Marsh off a lefty last night. It was Marchand in the ninth inning. They got something special going on right now. 215-592-9494. All right, let's go to Bill, who's got a thought on the tush push and all the rhetoric around it. What's up, Bill?
Bill.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
I want to start out by saying I'm old school. I've been following all the Philadelphia teams for at least 70 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that was never allowed. I didn't play pro ball or even semi-pro, but as a kid, you weren't allowed to do any of that. I would never have been a fan of the tush-push. And my feeling is if they're going to use it, and I don't know why they got away from the name the brotherly shove. That's more descriptive since we developed it, you know. And one other rule I never liked is just waving the ball over the pylon as a touchdown. When I played as a kid, you had to touch the ball in the end zone physically, at least, or part of your body in the end zone. And that's, you know, that's just my opinion. I know everybody else has their own, but
when was that?
I'm not a fan of that. And with the tush push, you know, they're using that on running plays now too. You know, if you don't tackle the ball runner low, mm-hmm. and he's upright, five or six linemen are pushing five or six or seven more yards downfield. You know, and I think if you go low on them while they're pushing them high, you probably get penalized for, you know, hitting them high and low.
Could be. So you want the play banned. Yeah. I mean, Bill, you're probably going to have your way after the season. I mean, they got 22 votes last May, and they're going to need 24, and they're probably going to get it.
Well, look at it this way. You know, I don't like it, but I can live with it. I mean, they've been doing it and doing it successfully. But if they get rid of it, I'm not going to cry over that either. I mean, everybody's upset. They're going to get rid of it. Well, you're rid of it. One way or the other, it don't matter.
Well, see, I think go ahead, Bill. Go ahead.
Yeah, one other thing I want to say too, like in one of the rules, like in baseball, just happened the other night, the first game of the Dodgers series. Duran came in the ninth inning and gave up the tying run.
Mm-hmm.
He got the win. You shouldn't get the win if you give up the tying run or lead run.
Well, Robertson, but who gets the win? Who gets the win?
Well, Robertson came in and he saved the game. I mean, he got out of a bases loaded jam of his own making, but he got out of it, and that won the game for them.
Right, but who gets the – if you don't want to give it to Duran, who gets the win?
Robertson.
But who gets the save?
Who needs a save if you got the win?
Well, I mean, Bill, I get you. It's bookkeeping, basically. I mean, really, at the end of the day, because the game has gone away from it, I don't even know wins and loss record for any pitcher. I'm serious. Like, if you ask me right now what Christopher Sanchez's win-loss record is, I have no idea. I mean, I'm sure it's good because he's a good pitcher, but I don't know. Does he have 12 wins? Kyle, do you have any ideas? Anyone have any idea? 11, 10, 7?
No, I don't care.
15? I don't look. So I that stuff I don't care about. As far as it getting banned, it might get banned after season. It's not banned now. That's the point. And that's like the way everyone is talking this week, including the enemies of the tush push. It's ridiculous. Like, you stop whining over it. I'm proud of what the Eagles have created here. Let's go out to Barry, who's up in Delaware. What's up, Barry?
Hey, boss. Sir Julio, thank you for giving me this time. I'm a first-time caller.
Hey, Barry. What's
welcome to the show, Barry. What do you got?
Mr. Douglas, man. Boss?
What I do? Come on. What I do, Barry? What I do?
Tell him, Barry.
Let me ask you a few questions. If the Chiefs were the one that invented this play and they continue to use it, do you think the NFL analysts, so-called experts, ESPN, do you think they would talk about it? Hell
yeah.
No. If not, they will not talk about it because that's the Chiefs. If the Cleveland that doesn't never win a game, the Jets, all these teams that doesn't do good, if they are the one that continue to do this tush push, you think they would do it? No, there is one thing about this NFL, even the men that runs it, they never like Philadelphia Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
So the problem here is this. It's us, like Mr. Douglas, if there's a saying that said, whatever goes into your household, you are the only one that have the ability to sell it out.
Mm-hmm.
If it doesn't go out, nobody will know what's going on inside your household. For example, the same thing like Jalen Hurts. No matter what this boy play, because of the like Jody Cameron, whatever his name is, criticized. Even when the boy won a Super Bowl, he still criticized the boy that the quarterback is not good. So the way you sell your house, I blame this NFL stuff, but it comes back to us. Like we, the fans, the radio show, some of them. That doesn't even when you put the facts in fact. So this one right here, I'm with 100% with Mr. Julio. Push that push on their push until they can no longer breathe. Because we know this is it. For me, the more you get mad at something, the more I will show you why. If you have a problem with it, just defend it. You have big defense line. Why this thing has been almost three years or four years?
Of course it is, Barry. Barry,
cook him, Barry.
Barry, you've cooked on this call. Barry, you got to call again. That's a great phone call.
You know what,
Mr.
Barry,
Douglas?
Barry, you're right. And guess what has happened in the last 3 years that we've been doing it?
Mm.
We went to the Super Bowl.
Twice.
And we've won it. Mm-hmm. And now we're on the path to go to another. You know, I was telling you a story in the break, Joe, that is I think is relevant to this. I remember when I was working at ESPN, right? I was driving a pickup truck, bought a sports car.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember my wife telling me at the time, she was like, Hugh, I don't think you should have did that. And I was like, why? You know, because I came from a locker room where, you know, everybody drove nice cars. And she said, nobody wants to see you doing better than them. And I never understood that. I never understood it until I drove that car to work, and then people start looking at me crazy.
So I understand why you, as a team player at ESPN, probably want everyone to feel like you're one of the guys, right? One of the team. I don't care how people view the Eagles.
I don't care.
You empathize.
I don't care either, but I understand where they're coming from because this is what usually happens. Remember when the Patriots started on their dynasty? How everybody loved the Patriots. Till they start winning too much.
Yes, now then they became hated.
And then they became hated.
Chiefs the same thing.
The Chiefs the same thing.
And that's the Eagles now.
The Eagles have sped up their time.
And you know what? We should be proud of it.
That's right.
That's why I think it's very important. If we're going to make a run, we got to make it this year.
Wear it as a badge of honor.
Barry went down the list.
Oh,
man.
Barry's. We got to get Barry to call again. That's a good call.
You know what? I will say this.
This is crushing the camera.
Barry's accent was kind of heavy. I thought I had to ask Kyle, did he say what I thought he said?
Now Barry was on point. Barry's
no, he
good.
Was, but it just sounded like he said something earlier.
He scorched you.
Yeah, he crushed you. 215-592.
Oh, that's all y'all focus on?
94-94. What else will we do?
We're talking about y'all.
Coming up, Elliot joins us. We'll get back to everyone's phone calls. We got a lot to talk about Elliot, about the offense, about the tush push, about the game against the Rams. All coming up, Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
If your mattress has been playing soft lately, it's time to make a move. The Red Tag Clearance Event is on at the Mattress Warehouse, and the savings are serious, people. Now you can save up to 60% on top brands like Sealy, Serta, and Tempur-Pedic. Even better, floor models are up to 70% off while supplies last. Plus, you can score a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. Go to the Mattress Warehouse. Don't sleep on these deals, people. They won't be around forever. Shop the entire selection and find the location nearest you at TheMattressWarehouse.com. That's TheMattressWarehouse.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Huh.
You've been listening to the best of the Phillies on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Good morning to you. Jetta Cameron and John Ritchie. A little overcast out there today. It's all right. Everything bad that happens today, I'm going to say, it's all right. Got a 2-0 football team. Got a great baseball. Well, I'm still not sure they're a great baseball team, but they're really, really good. I know that. Hey, you know what I know is great? Turkey Bowl. It's back. Better be great. Turkey Bowl 7. So it's presented by Cheney University. We thank Cheney University for their participation with Turkey Bowl. Cheney University, empowering minds, cultivating leaders, and shaping futures. And look, Turkey Bowl is something we've done 6 times before. We're excited for it. Now, look, this one may not be on Thanksgiving Day. Most have been on Thanksgiving Day, but we're actually broadening the timeline of when this can be. Anywhere between November 21st, 22nd, all the way through November 27th.
I like the flexibility.
Yes. Because what we realize, John, is a lot of schools have moved off of Thanksgiving or even Thanksgiving Eve. And so it's like, all right, well, let's give other schools.
Would you say give them some optionality?
Optionality, to use the Sam Hinkie term. So here's the deal with Turkey Bowl. Hopefully you know what it is, but if you don't, it's going to be a high school football game that is played on WIP. So if your little Johnny plays for, and he's not that little, probably bigger than me, and kick my butt. If Johnny plays for, pick a school, John. Yeah, Northeast! And then bang! His game can be right there on WIP in November, maybe on Thanksgiving Day. So here's how you nominate your school. Get to your athletic director or principal. Have the athletic director or principal get to this website, 94WIP.com. That's our website, 94WIP.com. Nominate the rivalry game. And then in the ensuing weeks, obviously it'll get whittled down to find out which game is going to be the featured game this year for Turkey Bowl 7. We've had 6 other games through the years. We hope to do this for a long time. Turkey Bowl, also thank you to returning sponsors, which include Roto-Rooter Plumbing and Water, Bradford White Water Heaters, and Verizon. Get to your athletic director and principal and have them get to 94WIP.com. Nominate the game. The nominating period runs through September 28th, and 7 rival games will be chosen, and then we'll go from there. All right, let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Have we been too hard on the Eagles out of the gate? Been pretty critical. They are 2-0. And the Phillies, do you think Rob, and Phillies lost, by the way, last night. I know a lot of people didn't say it. They lost kind of a clunker. It's okay. But do you think Rob Thompson's job is definitely safe, regardless of the outcome of the postseason? Put another way, is he the manager next year if they get bounced in the first round of the playoffs? Or if he screws something up in a major spot? Trevor in Exton. Trevor, good morning.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Going great.
So, Topper is 100% safe. I mean, the Phillies have made the won the NL East, what, 13 times under him? At the end of the day, the only thing Middleton is concerned about is butts and seats.
Well, that's definitely not the only thing he's concerned about. That's not fair to John Middleton. That's not fair. I mean, it's not right. He is concerned about that, but it's not the only thing, man. That's not right.
I mean, obviously, he wants the trophy back, which, you know, everybody does at this point. But Topper's point, you know, he's done everything he could do. The only thing that I...
Oh, we're losing Trevor.
We have the distraction of, you know...
Oh, in and out. In and out. In and out. In and...
The movie with Kevin Klein.
Not really knowing what you're saying.
Let me give you the argument totally against Trevor based on what he used. And it's not accurate, but let's just say supposition for a moment that it is, that all John Middleton cares about is people in the seats. There's going to be a malaise if they lose in the postseason early. There's going to be a malaise if they lose in the postseason, period. There's certainly going to be a malaise if they lose in the postseason early, and it's going to affect next year, and people are going to want some heads to roll. It's a fact. And I know everyone's going to say, well, get rid of Castellanos, and they might, but they might not be able to because he's owed $20 million next year, and no one wants the guy.
I think he's gone. I think they'll find a way.
I do too, James.
Yeah, I
think
they're going to eat almost all of it.
They'll trade him to like the Pirates, and the Pirates will pay him $3 million, and the Phillies will pay $17 million.
I'm right there with you.
Right, James?
That's my guess. Something like that, yeah.
But the Topper thing, it's like people are going to want more than just Casty gone. And by the way, guys, I want to be clear. I'm not advocating for Rob Thompson to be gone. I'm a big fan. Although, I got to see what happens in October. I'll give you my assessment after October of whether he should stay or go based on what happens. Obviously, as of now, you know, he should be the manager for next year. But let's see what happens. And I know that on the principle that John Middleton's going to want to connect with the fan base, which they have and he has in a big way over the last couple of years, it has clearly been proven this regular season not as easy to do when you keep losing in the postseason. So I don't think it's inconceivable he gets zipped if the Phillies lose, but I think it's unlikely. but absolutely not inconceivable. 215-592-9494. All right, up ahead, something about Kyle Schwarber and numbers related to him as a free agent. Really, really interesting stuff I found. We'll get to that. Baldy on Jalen Hurts and the conservative nature of how he plays quarterback in the passing offense. John Gruden, something tremendous on the tush push. We'll get to that.
Oh, tush push and
John
Gruden?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I can't wait.
Wait till you hear it.
This,
wait
man.
Till you hear it.
John Ritchie.
You know, Gruden had one play. He had one play mm-hmm. in our offense.
And it wasn't the tush push.
It wasn't the tush push, yeah. But this is right up his alley.
All right,
I can't
well,
wait to hear what he
you're thinks. You're gonna like what he says. Let's put Good. It this way. He is pro tush push, pro Philadelphia Eagles. We'll
of
get
course.
To Gruden on all that. Plus, Jason Kelce joins us around 7:30 for about an hour. Looking forward to having Jason in here. He'll field phone calls with us. Talk to you. 215-592-9494 on 90.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
For WIP.
This is the best of the Phillies on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You got what I need.
It's the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. This song will last forever. This will
I
be
hope
a
so.
Forever song. Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
I hope so.
Yeah. Twitter question brought to you. What's it about? 20 years old?
If it's lasted this long, it's already lasted forever. No, this is an 80s song.
No.
Late 80s? Early 90s, yeah.
Really? Bismarcky was that long ago?
I think so, yeah.
I was thinking late 90s. Wow.
I think this is late 80s, maybe.
All right. Well, if we had a producer, he'd look it up. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Look, he takes shots at us in the top five,
in the text line.
I'm
all for it, yes.
You know?
What do I take shots at in the top five?
Oh,
please. 1989.
You nailed it. Look at that.
Look at that.
Congratulations.
Yeah. I bet the text line won't bring that up.
Now. Yeah.
Yeah. The Twitter question is brought
to you. And it's intercepted by Ike Reese.
A positive play. There you go.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For a one-of-a-kind experience that makes diamond buying less stressful, visit the home team at Mark's Jewelers online at marks-jewelers.com. Which matters more on Sunday, getting a win or the pass game looks great? 88.9% say
go.
A win.
Coming down.
There you go.
Yeah, it's coming down.
I'm going to convince him. Let's get to the – we've talked a lot of Eagles so far. Let's get to the Phils, who have 9 games left with the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report.
Joining me right now is Jackie Baseball, Fritz.
Yes, Jackie Baseball.
Speaking of Jackie Baseball on the High Hopes podcast.
Oh, where do you have an appearance?
Nope, thanks to Carmine's.
Oh, yeah, they're great. You kidding me?
For their partnership with Miller Lite and High
yes,
Hopes.
Sir. Yes,
came
sir.
By earlier today. I got a big old arugula salad with some quinoa, Ike.
Yeah, you messed up arugula there. I don't know if you caught that.
I say arugula.
Yeah, that's not how you say it.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you supposed to say it?
Arugula.
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 I like arugula.
Well... okay.
You just make it up. Yeah, that's what we do.
Say whatever you want.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
But listen, they had some delicious food. Greco wings, hot chicken sliders, cheesesteaks, Greek salad, all that good stuff.
Man.
So head on out to Carmine's in Newtown Square for Phillies games and enjoy $3 Miller Lite bottles. Miller Lights for Phil's wins. First store was in Germantown, you know.
Yes.
So
Ike Reese knows that's what I'm talking about. What a moment. What a moment earlier today.
Yeah, he even said that.
Yeah,
he said it.
Yeah.
So anyway,
everybody's in on the joke.
Everyone's in on the joke.
Everybody's in on it.
Everyone's in on the joke. So last night, a bit of a stinker.
Yeah, they were due for one.
Yeah. 12 strikeouts from Blake Snell. I mean, he threw 106 pitches and Fry's arm didn't fall off. I didn't know he was allowed to do that.
Yeah, I looked up in the eighth or something. I couldn't believe he was over 100 and they left him in there.
Still up in eighth?
Yeah. I watched the whole game.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. I watched the whole game.
Yeah. There's two things.
We said they were going to lose if you stayed up and watched the
and
game.
That's what happened. Yeah.
Always.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fine.
It's what it is.
Yeah.
Now, there's two things that happened last night that I need fixed before the playoffs start.
Okay.
One, I hate when he puts out a starter after they have a big emotional out in like the seventh inning because there's a lefty up to start the next inning. He did it last night with Ohtani, where Rob Thompson put Jesus Luzardo back out there when clearly he felt like his night was over after seven innings. He probably has a bit of a letdown emotionally because he feels like his night out is over, and then he puts him back out there to try to get the leadoff hitter in Ohtani. Like
you said the same thing last year in the playoffs. Even it was with Jeff Hoffman when they put Hoffman back out.
I hate when a reliever gets big out, emotional out, goes back in the dugout and has to come back out. There's just a letdown, and you're not as locked in adrenaline wise.
Yep.
So. He's done it a couple times this year. It happened early in the year with Sanchez. He got burned by it in Pittsburgh. My one theory could be he didn't want to put Strom on Ohtani or any lefties because he wants to save that matchup for the postseason so they don't have any eyes on him. But Thompson's never really done that. And the other thing is like JT's good. Frame the baseball. Like there was a moment last night.
Low
strike where he just takes it out of the strike zone.
Yeah.
Stick it. Like, it's just, it comes down to wanting to do it. It's not the hardest thing in the world to do. But he takes some strikes out of the strike zone with the framing thing. By the metrics, I'm not a big metrics guy when it comes to the defensive stuff. He's the worst framer in baseball. Like, sometimes it costs the guys outs. And it's especially the low strikes.
Yep.
And when the postseason rolls around, that kind of thing needs to be fixed.
How does he not know this? Like, how does he not know that he's not doing a great job of framing pitches?
You know what's interesting is, I think Anthony Sanfilippo posted it maybe a month and a half ago, that the Phillies, second only to the Dodgers, have been cost more runs by umpire mistakes than any team in baseball.
I can believe that.
And I was thinking, remember, I went on a tear, and I'm not a ref guy or an ump guy, but I went on a tear for a while saying, these are the worst umps I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. But... it's always, now that you're saying that, and it happened last night, now that Jack mentioned that about framing, it's almost always a low strike that they're not getting.
Right.
And you're watching it, and there's the box. And now that, and Jack sent me the stats last night because he was complaining about that low strike that Luzardo didn't get. And by the way, the low strike that Luzardo didn't get might have been a little bit low, but still, it's always that pitch, even if it's right at the strike zone.
And the thing is that the reason that they go to the one knee is to get up under the baseball and bring it back into the strike zone. Like,
Well, so what's he doing?
I think it's want to. Like, I think he, I don't know if he's consciously thinking about it.
Man, give me Ben Davis on the line.
We need to call Ben?
Yeah, Ben, a catcher.
We could probably impromptu call Ben, and he might be listening.
I would like to talk. After you finish up, let's call
Ben. After I finish up, I got my own little report here. Yeah. Then we'll get to the Ben the Ben Davis catching report.
I was
report.
Joking when I said
no,
that.
No, I would like to talk serious. To We're not joking around on this freaking thing, Ike. Jeez. The one seed's pretty much dead. I mean.
Well, it's 2.5 games.
It's 3.5.
Oh.
Well, I thought it was
with
2.5.
With the tiebreaker. Makes 3.5. There's 9 games left.
Oh, they have the tiebreaker.
Yes. Yeah, so. Yeah. They won the season series 7-5. No, they haven't played it yet. 2-4. Oh, 2-4 it was?
Yeah,
the
Phillies won
two
out
there. Oh, only two series. Right, right, right.
And they've got the Phillies got swept here.
Yep.
So it's pretty much dead. Pretty much dead.
Mm.
I mean, there's 9 games left.
4-2.
Yeah.
Well, it's 2-4.
He's never going to back down. Go ahead. Keep trying.
All right, it's 4-2.
Alec Bohm can be a free agent after this year.
He confused me when he said that.
I'm saying that was their record against the Brewers this year.
Okay, 4. Yes, all right. You're saying it from the Phillies perspective.
Yes, 2-4.
2-4, yes.
Yeah. Cripes.
But you don't lose a series 2-4.
If you lose a season series 2-4.
No, you lose it 4-2. 4-2.
All right. Anyway.
He's not
yeah,
conceding.
He's not
conceding.
This is not even me being a baseball elitist. Anyway, the Phillies against the Dodgers Stars, the series, 0-54. And they struck out 24 out of 56 plate appearances.
So that is a little concerning.
Now, hold on. They won.
They late against relievers.
Look, they won when it counts.
I was told when it counts.
Oh, is that what we're doing?
Yeah, I was told. Okay. They can hit when they need to hit.
Got you. Winning is all that matters. I got you.
No, but it is.
Touche.
They have had a problem against really good pitching this year. Now, on the contrary, like really good pitchers are really good pitchers for a reason, you know? So, but it is something that. To keep an eye on. You can't always expect to come back late with fireworks.
You said you had that concern at the beginning of the year. If I were to make an excuse for the Phillies, they played 15 straight games. They won the series. They, you know,
sure.
I don't know. Yeah.
All right. I'm good with it. I'm just saying for if we meet them in the playoffs, that's certainly going to be a stat that's brought up.
Well, here's the thing. Yamamoto's a good pitcher. Blake Snell's a good pitcher. Shohei Ohtani's a good pitcher.
I think they might use Ohtani...
In relief.
They might use him in relief.
Yeah, yeah. He said he's willing to play the outfield. So, because if he goes into a game...
Now he's going to play the outfield?
Now he's going to play outfield too?
Well, if he is a DH, they can't use him as a reliever in that game. He would have to be already in the field. So the only way they can use him as a reliever and have him hit is if he's in the game already.
Yep.
I did not know that.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So that's why he's willing to play outfield like a big boy, to play the field like a real baseball player.
Well, he's pitching too.
Once every 5 days.
Pitching well. Right. And then final thing here. The morning show asked this question this morning. I wanted to bring it to you guys. Is Rob Thomson safe no matter what? I mean, if they lose in the NLDS.
Yes.
Is he safe?
I don't think he's going to get fired. I think, I think he's safe.
Yes.
I think it is a fair question.
Absolutely a fair question. Yes.
You know, I saw some people get upset. Hey, people have gone from the Phillies are never going to win the World Series to now, if you even question anything, they get mad. I think given the way we reacted to losing in the NLDS last year and the sameness that we had, it is a fair question. I think Rob Thomson has adjusted this year. He is a really good manager. I think he's safe. But I think it is a 100% fair question to ask if they don't win in the NLDS.
I totally agree with that. And for me to even have a different outlook on this, he would have to be the reason they lost in the NLDS.
Which is almost impossible.
With bad moves or something of that nature. So, I don't see it. The way he's managed this year, I don't think they are where they are without Rob Thomson. And some of the things he's done this year as a manager. We ask him to make difficult decisions. He's done that. He's been more willing to get uncomfortable. Because when you're a manager or coach that all your players love, you almost don't want to bother that.
No.
But he had to this year.
Yes.
He had to do some different things. And I believe that's a big reason why they are where they are. So to me, it would have to be egregious that it's him. Because I'm looking at these players. First and foremost, 100%. Yeah.
And the other thing is, I give him credit for if they had the same number of wins, 91 wins they have now, and they play the exact same way, but he hadn't done anything different,
right?
I would have a different feeling.
Sure.
He knew he had to handle
He's
this season different.
He's actually contributed to the winning this year.
I believe so.
Yes.
And I believe he knew he needed to act differently. 215-592-9494. One thing.
Plus, you make the playoffs four straight years.
Yes.
Who the hell are we hiring as the manager?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I just know. I thought about.
That's what I mean.
Well, Jim Leland.
I thought about a similar situation, and the most similar situation I could think of was Tom Thibodeau. So Tom Thibodeau goes to coach the Knicks, brings them back to the best seasons they've had in decades, ends up losing in the second round
that's
again.
What it would have been like, yeah.
That is the most similar thing I could think. They thought they couldn't get over the hump with him, you know?
Yeah. And by the way, I thought that was a bad move.
I was for that move because I don't think he's a championship coach. But
I agree.
Yes.
I don't think he's a championship coach.
But it was a weird thing.
Yeah.
Especially just go hire Mike Brown, another, you know, whatever. Yeah. All right. 215-592-9494. You need to do something about your windows and doors. And Guida can do it for you. They have been helping people in the Delaware Valley replace their old drafty windows and doors for decades. There's a reason they're the go-to around here, and you will find out that reason. I got brand new windows, new doors from Guida. You can too right now. Their buy one, get one half off sale is going on. It is exactly as it sounds. You buy one thing, buy a door, get another door half off, buy a window, get another window half off, but you can mix and match. Buy a window, get a door half off, so on and so forth. And you can start your project with no money down, interest-free financing up to 18 months. This is a limited-time offer. There are restrictions. How can you get all of the information? Well, quite simply, you call 877-GO-GUIDA, get yourself a free no-obligation in-home estimate, or go to GoGuida.com. That's GoGuida.com.
I will be calling Guida.
For what?
The doors.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
I'm serious.
You got to call somebody else on your doors, actually.
You're right.
You got to call Emmons on your doors.
Yes, yes, completely.
Yes.
Ooh, boy.
Yeah. This is, by the way, they will take care of it for you. This is me just being, this is, you owe me one?
Tom Brady looked off Ike Reese in the middle of the field.
They are good people.
They are great people.
Everybody's a retailer.
Yes.
All right, just keep it moving.
All right, 215-592-9494.
That was unsolicited.
Yes.
And it was wrong.
Yep. So, got your back. Herb from the Northeast. Yep, you're on WIP. What's up, Herb?
Mike Reese, what's happening, brother?
Herb, what's going
Mike
on, brother?
Mike Reese, we're coming, baby.
Whoa, slow
Monday,
down.
Ooh,
boy.
I'm
looking at a threesome.
Herb.
We got
this early in the day?
Sunday. Hear me, bro.
Okay.
I hear you.
We got some blitzing. We got to do, and we got to get to the quarterback. You know what I'm talking about?
Are you singing her?
46.
There we go.
46 power. Did you take a gummy today?
46 defense.
Oh, yeah. My bad.
That's Buddy stuff. Buddy was 46 defense, right? Yeah. Here we go.
Feeling good today, Herb.
Perkins coming in. Sack. Let's go.
Yes. You must have had some rice with tuna on it before you called.
Nah, I'm over here at the gym.
Cat.
I'm waiting for my friend Eddie Gus to get over here.
Oh, I know Eddie.
You know Eddie?
Yeah, we go back.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know if that's right.
Eddie had two restaurants, you know, on 17th and 18th and JFK. He had Bassett's Turkey, and then he had some place like Filet Mignon Steaks or something they made.
Mm.
So, you know.
Oh, you're losing energy now, Herb. Pick it up.
We got the tight end. Goddard's in the game now. He practiced yesterday.
He's questionable, but yes.
Okay. He's going to get the ball, and it's going to open up everything else for everybody else, and that's it. Okay? Tight end, here we go. Right, left, motion. I want to see a lot of motion today. This Sunday.
Pre-snap motion.
Post-snap, whatever it takes.
Yeah, I want to see him going left and going right. Here comes Eddie. He just walked in.
Oh, hey, yeah. Tell him I said hi.
Mike Eskin. I'm right on right now.
You guys are close.
Come on, Eddie.
Yeah, we go back.
Right here.
I don't know if you know.
Eddie,
he had two restaurants.
Put him on the air, I think.
Say hello to WIP. He's probably hearing.
Good man, Gussie Man here with Herb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Trying to get Herb to do a little workout, but, you know, he's here.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah. Let me ask you, could you tell us something? Could you tell us something about Herb that we don't already know? Could you tell us a secret about Herb?
Want to be with them this weekend?
Shoot.
Hey, Spike, did you get the video of Herb working out? I sent it.
I did. The one that you sent to Pete?
Pete, yes.
Right. He sent a video of Herb working out to Pete Cherokee. Pete sent it to me.
Wow.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
What's Herb doing?
Well,
but did you see the weight he's using? He's struggling with a 10-pound curl.
You got to get him.
Killing me,
well, maybe it's a testosterone thing.
Tell him like 25 years ago what I lifted. I don't have to.
Hey, Spike, that's 25 years ago.
25 years ago.
Make sure 25 years ago, Ike was not going to go off the field.
Yeah.
Hey, Spike, make sure you get Rick Tocchet on.
Okay.
Wow, that's a third person.
He's wearing a
that was somebody else. Yeah. Up there.
And,
how many people are on this phone call?
On now,
yeah.
All right, boys. Okay, let's get them. I'm predicting the score right
here. Okay, all right.
Okay, yes.
Okay?
All right.
Eagles 34, Rams 24.
Okay. I'll take it.
34-24. Okay, we got it.
Real quick, Herb. Real quick, just from a strategy standpoint, do you want the Eagles to go right and go left?
Right angle left. What do you mean?
No, right and left. Go to the right. Go to the left. Go to the right. Go to the left. Mix it up,
I
like you said.
I want to see movement. Man.
Okay. All right.
So they draw the linebackers, whoever's covering. They got to go to draw the. The D-backs, whoever's got this guy, that guy, you got to move around, man. I want to see the playbook. Open it up.
Let's go.
Stop playing around.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Open up the playbook.
Can we give Kevin Petullo your phone number?
Give him a couple flea flicker. You know, give him
a couple of them. Interesting.
Maybe Statue of Liberty play? What about Statue of Liberty?
I want to see Jalen roll out.
Yes.
And throw to the tight end.
Bootleg. Little bootleg.
You know, I want to see. That's right. Bootleg. That's
Can we give Kevin Petullo your number if that's okay?
Anything you want to do.
Okay. Yeah, and your email address. What's your email address again?
You know the email. HerbBaseball23 at Yahoo.
There we go. HerbBaseball23 at Yahoo. Okay.
Are you answering these emails?
Oh, when you talked to Baldy.
Yes.
Did you talk to him already this week? Right?
Yes. Yeah. We gave him your number.
Yeah, because I just tried to call his email. I just tried to send him an email, and some guy's answering it that it's he's saying, like, this ain't the football player. It's somebody else.
Oh, you got a different Brian Baldy.
You know? Are you about to get catfished?
And I called NFL Network.
Oh, great.
Yesterday and today, and there's no answer, and then it hangs up.
Yep.
No answer.
His email address is baldybaseball23@yahoo.com.
Yeah, it ain't baseball.
Oh, right.
It's supposed to be Brian Baldinger.
No.
We're not doing that, Herb. Christ.
Okay, all right, Herb. All right, buddy. We got to go. All right. Thank you, Herb. Holy moly.
That was long.
That was a good one, though. That was a good one. That was Herb's last call was not a great one.
No.
That was actually, take him right, take him left, 46, and blitz him, baby.
Eight guys on that phone call.
Yes, friend Eddie.
Yeah, he must have brought everybody in the gym over there.
Yep. I love it.
Was it a restaurant?
I don't know. His friend used to own restaurants. Oh, okay. Yeah, it was a gym. Coming up next, the great Mike Mayock joins us. Somebody has given us the hint that there might be some fireworks in this Mayock call.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Mike Mayock joins us. We will talk to him about the friggin' offense again. So that is coming up next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
You've been listening to the best of the Phillies on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.